This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In 2010, the total of all economic costs per acre for growing corn in Illinois averaged $739 in the northern section, $717 in the central section for farmland with high soil ratings, $687 in the central section for farmland with low soil ratings, and $635 in the southern section of the state. Soybean costs per acre were $524, $539, $493, and $467, respectively, from north to south. Brad Zwilling is a farm business analyst and says these costs are pretty all-inclusive. Statewide, it was 7% cheaper to produce corn in Illinois in 2010 than it was in 2009. The cost of production for soybeans statewide dropped too, but not by as much, down a little less than 1.5%. These figures were obtained from farm business records kept by farmers enrolled in the Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Association. The samples included only farms which had no livestock and had more than 500 acres of productive and nearly level soils in each area of the state. Farms located in the 22 counties north and northwest of the Illinois River are included in the sample for northern Illinois. Farms from 36 counties below a line from about Mattoon to Alton are in the sample for southern Illinois. The remaining 44 counties make up the sample for central Illinois. The sample farms averaged 1,267 tillable acres in northern Illinois, 1,244 acres in the central section with high soil ratings, 1,342 acres in the central section with lower soil ratings, and 1,518 acres in southern Illinois. The 30th annual field day at the University of Illinois' Northwest Research Center in Monmouth will take place on Wednesday, July 20th. Tour speakers will begin at 8 a.m. with the last tour departing at 9 a.m. Each tour takes about 2 hours to complete. As part of the tour, Emerson Nafziger from the U of I Department of Crop Sciences will address the issue of tillage in corn production. Carl Bradley of the U of I Department of Crop Sciences will discuss how to avoid developing resistance to foliar fungicides in corn and soybeans. Brian Dyers of the U of I Department of Crop Sciences will present results from his comparisons of old and new soybean varieties to answer the question, have improvements been made? Dave Volkland, retired entomologist at the Illinois Natural History Survey, will present the changing biology of the soybean aphid, resistant lines, and seed treatments. Certified crop advisor credits have been applied for, and refreshments will be served. The Northwest Research Center is located approximately 1 mile north and 4 miles west of the intersection of Highways 34 and 67 on the north side of Monmouth. For further information, contact the NWRC at 309-734-7459. Iowa State climatologist Elwin Taylor says the weather events of 2011 haven't surprised him much. He says during a La Nina winter and spring, drought conditions from southern Nevada to Texas is likely, as is high moisture in Montana and in the Ohio River Valley. Taylor says the deadly tornado events and major river flooding this year were not unlike the other major La Nina events of 1947, 1952 and 53, and 1974. He says the 2011 La Nina event is now diminished, as was the case during the same period in the other years previously mentioned. Taylor wonders if this summer and fall will also mirror previous La Niñas. Illinois Farm Bureau has partnered with Ford Motor Company to offer Illinois Farm Bureau members $500 bonus cash to be put toward the purchase or lease of any new eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicles. With the Ford bonus cash offer, Illinois Farm Bureau members can enjoy savings on an eligible vehicle of their choice from Ford's exciting new lineup of hardworking and technologically advanced cars and trucks, including the Ford F-150, which boasts impressive power, fuel efficiency, and best-in-class trailer towing capacity. The Ford bonus cash offer is good on the purchase or lease of any eligible 2010, 2011, or 2012 model year Ford or Lincoln vehicle. The Mustang Shelby GT, GT500, Edge SE AWD, F-150 Raptor, and Taurus SE are excluded. To take advantage of the savings, you must be an Illinois Farm Bureau member at least 60 days before the vehicle purchase or lease. Then simply show your Illinois Farm Bureau membership card and Ford bonus cash certificate to your local dealer. You can get a certificate online or with your dealer's help. For complete details about this offer, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau members now have even more opportunities to save when purchasing from Case IH. That's because Illinois Farm Bureau and Case IH have expanded their rebate partnership program for 2011 to include the Case IH Scout Utility Vehicle. Members will be able to redeem a $300 rebate on the Scout in addition to the existing $500 rebates on 55 to 105 horsepower Farmall Utility Tractors and 110 to 139 horsepower Maxim Series tractors, and the $300 rebate on 31 to 60 horsepower Farmall A and compact tractors. Farm Bureau and Case IH have partnered since 2006 to offer discounts to members. Members can get a rebate form from their local County Farm Bureau office, or they can download it from the Illinois Farm Bureau website. Do you ever feel like your life is a roller coaster, jammed full of ups and downs? Sometimes all you can do is hang on and enjoy the ride. And if you're an Illinois Farm Bureau member, save some money along the way. This summer, you can take advantage of special savings on theme park tickets to 8 popular attractions sure to fit your travel schedule. With savings on each ticket, you can take the whole family and save even more. Special ticket savings are available for Six Flags St. Louis, Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri, Kings Island in Cincinnati, Ohio, Raging Rivers in Grafton, Illinois, Holiday World and Splash and Safari in Santa Claus, Indiana, Adventureland in Des Moines, Iowa, and Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. Each park offers unique attractions, rides, shows, and specials. There's something for everyone in your group, from the timid to the most adventurous. For ticket prices and more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. So go ahead, hop on and enjoy the ride and the extra change in your pocket. And be sure not to lose it on the roller coaster. With this weekend being the 4th of July weekend, here's a little trivia about our Independence Day. The Liberty Bell was rung on July 8, 1776 to announce the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Now, this bell has quite a history. On November 1, 1751, a bell was ordered from the Whitechapel Foundry in England with the intention it should hang in the State House steeple, now called Independence Hall. September 2, 1752, the bell arrived, and on March 10, 1753, it was hung. It cracked while the sound was being tested. The break was believed to be caused by flaws in the casting. The cracked bell was melted down and recast by the local Philadelphia foundry. An ounce and a half to a pound of copper was added in an attempt to make the new bell less brittle. The tone of this bell was not liked, and so it was again melted down and recast. In June of 1753, the bell was hung again, but the tone was still not approved of. A new bell was ordered from England, and after it arrived, it was agreed that it sounded no better than the last. The previous bell was left in the steeple, and the new bell was placed in the cupola on the State House roof and attached to the clock to sound the hours. Independence Day is the celebration of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. It was written by Thomas Jefferson and signed by the Second Continental Congress on July 4, 1776. This statement gave the colonies freedom from Great Britain. Independence Day was first observed in Philadelphia on July 8, 1776, and in 1941, Congress declared July 4th a federal legal holiday. And this thought from our second president, John Adams. The 4th of July ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a safe and happy 4th of July, and may God bless America.